Let's turn to Luke chapter 15. I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible. Luke 15, starting at verse 11. Luke 15, 11, starting at verse 11 through 24. Luke chapter 15. Again, I'll read this from the Message Bible. Then he said, there was once a man who had two sons, and this is about the prodigal son. The younger said to the father, Father, I want right now what's coming to me. So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen who was there who assigned him to feed the pigs, signed him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. He said, all those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a hired hand. He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him, his heart pounding. He ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech. Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again. But the father wasn't listening. He was calling this to the servants. Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get a grain-fed heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up for lost and now found. And they began to have a wonderful time. Amen. The younger son left his father's presence. Although he had his inheritance, I'm sure he was pretty well off. But leaving his father's presence, he couldn't enjoy that presence. He couldn't enjoy all the benefits of being in his presence because he had left. But he was brought to his senses. He woke up. He had that light bulb moment. He knew where he needed to be, where he should be, and where he wanted to be. It says in verse 19 that, let me find it real quick, that I believe it's verse 16 that I wrote down wrong. Verse 16, where he was so hungry that he would have eaten the corn cobs and the pig slop, but no one would give him any, and one translation says that no one would give him anything better. So no one would give him anything better than slop to eat. So he would be willing to eat just that because he was hungry. So how low do you have to be to want to eat some slop? Eat the same thing that pigs eat. Now, we like that bacon out of those pigs, but we don't want to go through eating slop to get to the bacon, amen? So how low do you have to be to want to eat some slop? You know, we've all probably had some pretty low places in our lives where we thought, you know, this can't get any worse than this. I mean, this is the lowest I've been, and I just can't get any worse than this. And again, as I said before, that low place doesn't have to be a place of despair. It could just be a place where you just stop growing in Christ. Not that you don't love God and you're not faithful to do things, but we just sometimes need a boost and just want more of him. So it brought him to his senses. These things ought to bring us to our senses, in a sense. Amen. To say that I'm going back to my father. And so that's what he did. Verse 20 says that he, when he was still a far way, long way off, his father saw him. God will see you just as this father saw him. that L I see coming? That Tyrone I see coming? Not to say that y'all doing anything that you just. Is that L I see coming? That's Therese I see coming. Because Therese getting closer and closer with me. That's Therese I see coming. Therese spending more time with me. That's him I see coming. I'm getting on the prayer line. Is that y'all I see coming? Bishop, you see him coming? They on the prayer line. You see him coming? They come to Wednesday night Bible class. You see him coming? He sees you coming. Then his heart starts pounding. Ain't nothing like making God's heart pound. Amen. And then he said he ran out and he embraced him and kissed him. God is just as excited about you being in his presence as you are about it. How many of y'all enjoy being in the presence of the Lord? Amen. So he's just as excited about you getting there as you are being there. Amen. So when you've been away from him and he sees you make that 180 and you come back to him, his heart starts to flutter. Amen. So when my husband leaves in the morning, he ain't seen me all day. You know what happens? Why you close your ears? That heart starts to flutter a little bit. Amen. I believe it flutters when he's driving out the driveway. Amen. Because I make it good. Amen. Hallelujah. Ella told me to go on. Oh, you meant talking about you. Amen. But it makes his heart flutter. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how far out you have gone away from the Lord. It doesn't take but one step. I can be going this way away from God. It don't take but one step. And I'm going right back to Christ. It doesn't matter how far you've gone, what how bad you think you have done. Make that one step and make his heart flutter. Make God's heart pound because you're coming back home. I'm going back to my Father. Hallelujah. So don't get no guilt trip about what it is. God has forgiven us all. None of us are perfect. We've all done something. We don't live a perfect life. So don't trip over what you've done. It may be the worst thing you could see in your eyes. It may be the worst thing that other people may see that you have done. But God says, you're my child. He wants you back with him. So take the step and make his heart flutter. Amen. So the son decided he wants to go back to his father's presence, in his father's presence. So he's going back home. So he goes back to the same. Somebody say the same. He goes back to the same love, favor, and grace that was there when he left, that welcomed him back, and that covered him while he was gone. Hallelujah. I think I'll say that again. That one blessed me. He comes back to the same love, the same favor, the same grace that was there when he left. God loved you when you walked out. And it was the same one that was there to welcome him back. God's love will welcome you back. And it's the same one that covered him while he was gone. His love, his grace, his favor has been covering you while you have been away. Amen. It's the same one. Hallelujah. The same one. So he came back to assume the role of a servant because he knew he had messed up. And he said, well, I can't be a son. Just no way, because I've just done too much. So I'll just assume the role of a servant. At least I'll just be in his presence and I can get some benefits. But his father's response was this. He treated him just like the heir that he is. He dressed them the best. They had a feast and they parted. You're not going to party for your servants. You're not going to roast the best and have a feast for your servants. You're not going to put your best clothes on your servants. But he put it on his heir because his father didn't see him as a servant. He saw him as he is, which is his heir. Doesn't matter how ugly he looked coming back. Come back looking like a beggar, as one translation says. Doesn't matter what he looked like, what he's been through. That is my son. He is my son. So when my son comes back to me, my son gets what I have. And his father gave it right back to him.